Start again from that Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. Again, the last Gemara will say over again on top, the third line. Omer Avashi, Machlokes per pre Rishon. The Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, if by Peirush Shviyas you could be Mechalel to take off the Kedusha, or at least to put the Kedusha onto money, the Machlokes was it only Derech Mekach, if you sell the fruits, so the money you get has Kedusha Shviyas? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even Derech Hillel, even without selling it, just I'm saying you want the Kedusha to go on to the money, it could also go on. So Rashi is saying the Machlokes is by Peri Rishon, that means the fruit that actually grows on Shviyas. Avo Pri Sheni, that means the actual fruit that grew, you sold already, and you got money instead, so the money now has the Kedusha Shviyas. This money now, the Pri Sheni, is Divrei Hakol, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Hillel. You can take off the Kedusha and put it onto something else, whether you sell it, or the Stam Derech Hillel. On your own, if you have your own fruit, you could say, I want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. You could be Mechalit. That's what Ravashi says. So Gemara asks the question. Gemara explains now. Tony lokach lokach. I had the Bryce before that brings a raya to Rebbe Elazar that only Mekach helps. Keeps on saying, you sold it, you sold it. Mashm, even the Peiris Shein, even the second Peiris, the second Kedusha of Shriyas, also was only taken off through selling it, through Mekach. So Gemara says, no, either the Tani Reisha Lokach, Tani Nami Seifa Lokach. Since the first part of the Brisa says the word Lokach, the second part also says the word Lokach. But really, the Peri Sheni is lavd after if you buy it, even if you stand say, there, you want the Kedusha to go off the Peris onto the money, onto something else, there a Chilul, you could also do it. Eisvei Ravin Le Ravashi. So Ravin has to cash out to Ravashi. It says, a case of Mishi Eishloi Sele Shal Shriyas. Somebody has money that has Kedusha Shviyas on it. In other words, you originally sold your Peris Shviyas and somebody bought it and gave you money, so the money now has Kedusha Shviyas on it. That the locker is you're only allowed to buy something that you could use up before the Zman HaBir, let's say before Chanukah time. Now, you want to go and buy yourself a coat? Which with Kedusha Shviyas, you can't do that. Because a cholik, a coat, like or a jacket, that stays a long time even after Zman HaBir. So the kids, you want to get the Kedusha off this money. How do you do it? Kate said, Yasa, how do you get the Kedusha off the money? So the Bryce is going to tell you a case of selling, that you have to sell it. So this is the Kashi, you see, even by Peri Sheni, you can only do it through selling and not through Derech Hillel. So it says, Yelech Eitzel Chendveni Harogel Eitzlei. The Eitzel is, go near a Chendveni, go to a storekeeper that you used to, he knows you, he's your friend, so he'll do this as a favor for you. V'aymeloi, and tell him, Tein li bisela peris. I have a seller now, a dollar's worth. I want a dollar's worth of a fruit. V'naysenloi, and he gives you the fruit. So now it comes out now that since you sold the money, like you bought fruits with it, so the fruit you bought now, that has Kedusha Shviyas, and the Kedusha of the money went off the money. So now, V'choyzev Yoimelo, now you tell the storekeeper, Harei Peres Halolo Nesun Lechava Matona. You should know this pound of fruit that I bought of you, the dollar's worth, I want to give it back to you for present. True, it has Kedusha Shviyas on it, so you have to eat it before the Zman HaBir. I want you to take it back as a present. And now the storekeeper will do you a favor. Here you can take the seller back and keep the money I'm giving to you back for a present. So this is the way you get the Kedusha off the money, only by selling, by buying something with it. For the Gemara, here we're talking about the pre-sheni. Like this money you have, money doesn't grow. Money is not the Peris Shviyas itself. But originally you had a Peris that grew on Shviyas, and you sold it and you got the money has Kedusha. That's called a Peri Sheni. Ugetani, and still the Brisa says the only way you could do to get the Kedusha off the Peris, off the money, is only Derech Mekachin, Derech Hiloloi, but Mashmi cannot stam be Mechalul. You can't stam take this money and take fruit you have in your house and say, you want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. So it's a Kasha and Ravashi. Ravashi wanted to say before everybody holds that on the Peri Sheni, you could take off the Kedusha by stam Chilul. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Ravashi was chayzer, and Ravashi is saying like this now, that machlokes with the machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, if you could do a derech hillel or not, is the pre sheni. No, machlokes is by the second peri. That's what the machlokes is. Abo the pre rishen, but the first fruit, the actual fruit that grows on Shemitah, the actual apple that has the kedushas hashviyas, that the divrei hakel everybody holds derech mekach in derech hillel loy. Then you could only do a derech mekach. You cannot do a derech hillel. That's what the Rashi's chiddush. That the Peri Sheni Peri Rishon is only Mekach and not Derech Hillel. But then Echnami, Peri Rishoni, that's the Machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yochanan. So the Brais before that just said this Akimta. By the money, the only way you could get the Kedusha off the money is only by selling it. That goes according to Rebbe Elazar Shita. That Rebbe Elazar says, even a Peri Rishoni is only Derech Mekach and not Derech Hillel. Fred Gemara Vaho Diktoni, Echot Shvias, V'Echot Maise Sheni, my Lachur, before we had a Raya Brais at Rebbe Elazar. This is Rabbi Yechanan that said it is Shai Chilul on Kedushas of Shvius. That it said before, if you have Shvius, you can be Mechalit on Behemoth, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, but you can be Mechalit. So where it says, my Shvius, what does it mean you have Shvius? It doesn't mean the actual fruits itself that grew on Shvius, but rather Deme Shvius. It means like the Pei Risheni. The Pei Risheni, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it could go through their Chilul. Then Echnami, the Pei Rishon, the actual fruits that grew on Shvius itself, that you cannot be mechalom, that you cannot be mechalom. So the Maradila, Taim Hoch, if you're not going to tell me like this, that the Brice of Shvius is talking about Peri Sheni, and not talking about the Peris Atzmoi, if you want to say not like that, the Brice also says Meiser, that Meiser Sheni also could be mechalom onto the animals. For the Gemara, Meiser Mamish, if you want to tell me, it's talking about the Meiser, the Peris itself, Meiser Sheni. Well, Siv, the Posek says, V'tzarto ha-kesef yadecho. When you have the Paris of Meiser Sheni, the only way you can get the Kedusha off it and be Mechalad onto something else is only if you put it onto money. You have to use money. So how could the Brisa say here you can take off the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni and put it onto the animals? Elo Demei Meiser. Avada, we're talking about with original Paris of Meiser Sheni, you are Mechalad onto money. And now this money, now you can Mechalad a second time onto animals. So it's talking about the Paris, talking about Demei Meiser, like the second thing. Is Hochinami Demei Shviyas. When the Brisa says you could be Mechalol Shvius, it doesn't mean the actual fruits that grew on Shvius, but rather it means the Demei Shvius. There is the Peri Sheni. What you already bought or sold with the original Peri Shvius, the money you receive, that second degree, that Demei Shvius, that you could be Mechalol to something else, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the Mishnah Vayta. Bori Shoyne, Ho Yelulov, Nito, Bamigdash, Shiva, Shiva. Bisman that had the base of Migdash, Midiraisi is supposed to take the Lulav, that means the Dalad Minim, all 7 days on Sukkot. Over Medina, outside the base of Migdash, even in Yerushalayim, Midiraisi, it's only Yom Echad, only the first day. And the Apostle says, Ulakachtem Lochem Bayim Harishim. And how do we know in the base of Migdash, all 7 days? Shirashi brings down Kedadashin and Bateros Kahanim, Mivasamachtem Lefnei Hashem Ulakechem Shivas Yomim. You have to be happy in front of Hashem, which means in the base of Migdash, all 7 days means with the Esra Genulov. If a big bull in Zayin Yom, but not outside the base of Migdash, you don't have to do it 7 days, only one day. The Mishnah says, though, Misha Chorav base of Migdash, when the base of Migdash was Chorav, Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Shei Lulav Nito b'Medina Shiva. He made a takono that now, b'zman hazeh, we take the Lulav all 7 days, Zeichel Migdash, to remember how it was in the base of Migdash. See, even though now we don't have a base of Migdash, even though outside Yerushalayim, even outside Chutz Loretz, still we do it 7 days. He made another takona, for Sheh Yom HaNeif Kulei Osa. Yom HaNeif means like the second day of Pesach when they bring the Minchas Omer. The Omer was brought in the base of Migdash to be Matah Chodesh. In other words, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh any new tfu, any new wheat, or from the Chamesh Saminim that was grown that year, that was planted after last year, or the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the next year, the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Benisin. So Meda Takono, that when it comes Tes Zayin Benisin, so the whole day is also. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh until the end of that day, until the beginning of the next day. We'll see in the Gemara. If it's a Takono, Midirabonon, or it's a Din Midiraisa. So Gemara says, first of all, Minolon Diavdina Zech Lemigdash. How do we know we're supposed to do like with Mana Zenau, to do the Lul of all 7 days to remember how it was in the Beis Hamikdash? Amr Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaKroa, the Postek says, Kiale Arucho Loch, O Mima Koisayich Erpoich, as we after all heal you from all the sicknesses you had, New Mashem, Kinidocho Koru Loch, Tzion Hi, Dairish Einlo. We call it Tzion, but Dairish Einlo, there's nobody to look after Tzion. To make a drush, the Gemara says, Dairish Einlo Michlal Deboye Drisha. So Mashma, though, we do have to look after to see what's doing in Yerushalayim in Tzion by the Beis Hamikdash. So now we have to make a zecher remembrance how it was in the Beis Hamikdash. Then he made a second takana, b'shiheyoyim ha'neif. The Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason he said that Tes Zayin Benisan, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh now until the whole day passes by? Because really, the Pshat that the Rashi brings down, that really made the rice, you're allowed to eat it at the beginning of the morning. Because really, the Psukim is a steer in the Psukim. The Gemara Menachos says, that one Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, until the beginning of the day, until the beginning of Tes Zayin Benisan, Tehainu Hoyer Mizrach, that's the beginning of the day. Because of Echraim, another Pasuk says, Ad Haviyachem, until you bring the Yomer, mashm not at the beginning of the day, but it's totally when you bring the Yomer. Hakeit said, how does it come out? That Bizman, the Iko Yomer, Ad Haviyachem. Bizman, we have the Beis Migdish, and you have to bring the Yomer, then Midiraisi Nalari to Chodesh until you bring the Korban Yomer. Well, Bizman, the Leker Yomer, but Bizman is there, we don't have the Beis Migdish. There's no Korban Yomer, Ad Etzim. Then until the beginning of the day. So that's the question now. Why did they make a gzera to say now, after the Korban Abayis, you can't eat Chodesh the whole day, whereas Midiraisa, really, you should be allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day. So Gemara says, Mehera Yivna Beis Hamikdash. We have to be afraid that right away soon, the third Beis Hamikdash will be here. The Yomer people will say, Ishtakat Miloyachalna Behera Mizrach. When it come now, Tes Zayin Benisan, people will think that we're allowed to eat the Chodesh at the beginning of the day. Just like last year, we ate Chodesh at the beginning of the day. Is Hashtanami Nechol. This year also, even though now we have the Beis Hamikdash, we'll also eat the Omer, the Chodesh, at the beginning of the day. Although the Yinu Layadid, these people did not know the Yishtakad last year. The Lay Heavy Beis Hamikdash, we did not have the Beis Hamikdash. Heya Mizrach Heter, they're true, then they had a right to do it. The Heya Mizrach, the beginning of the day, that's Mata them teat the new Chodesh. Of Ahash, to the Yika Beis Hamikdash, but this year now, that we have the third Beis Hamikdash, Omer Matir, you know what's Matir? They're bringing the Korban Yomer, so they're not allowed to eat the Chodesh in the morning. We have to wait until they bring the Yomer. So therefore, Mishum Exera, that people should not come to eat early in the morning, and made it a corner of the whole Korban, now we can't eat the whole day either. For the Gemara, though, the Ivna Amos, what are you afraid of? When will the third Beis Hamikdash be built? Ilaim of the Ivna Beshisa, so if you want to say it'll be built on the 16th day of Nisan, for the Gemara, Harei Hitter, Hei Mizrach, it comes out at the beginning in the morning, when we did not have the Beis Hamikdash yet, so that's the time that the beginning of the day is Matir, you're allowed to eat Chodesh. So once you have the Heter, you're allowed to eat Chodesh from the beginning of the day, even if later on in the day the Beis Hamikdash will be built, the Yisr won't come back anymore. You already had the Heter, it was ready Mutter, you're allowed to eat it from the beginning of the day. Eli had to tell me we're afraid now, the Ivne B'chameser. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built on Pesach itself, on the 15th day of Nisan. For the Gemara, if that's true, Mechatzois Hayoim Ulahalon Tishdori. It should be mutter then teat even now b'shas haKurban after Chatzois Hayoim. Like what do you Rabbi Yechiel Mezakeh say? The whole Yoim Haneif, the whole 16th day, is also teat. Of course, you're afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built on the 15th day of Nisan. If the Beis Hamikdash was built on the 15th day of Nisan on Pesach, then by the next day, like they have enough time to bring the Yomer, and for sure the Kohanim will bring the Yomer by Chatzois Hayoim. So if you tell us now you have to wait till Chatzai Siyayim, there can't come out to be any Xeris. Because even on this man there will be the Beis Hamikdash, by Chatzai Siyayim for sure the Kanim will have already brought the Yainer. So Tanan, we learned like this. Harachaikim, what about even this man to have the Beis Hamikdash? So true, it comes the second day of Pesach now, the day to bring the Korban Yainer. And as soon as they brought the Yainer, then you're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. Now what's going to be Harachaikim? The people that are far away from Yerushalayim, they don't know exactly at what time of the day did the Kohanim bring the Korban Omer. So when are they allowed to start eating the Chodesh? So it says there, Mutorin Mechatzai Siyom Al-Halam. From after midday, from Chatzai Siyom, they're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. Why? Because Bezdin are not Mitzatzlim Boy. They don't take it easy. They're not lazy about this. They make sure to bring the Korban Omer at the right time. So therefore, for sure, by Chatzai Sayyim, they brought the Korban Omer. So what are you telling me now? You're afraid now, B'zman HaKurban, not eat that day, because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be here. And they'll eat before they're allowed to, so it's enough to make the Gzera not eat up until midday, up until Chatzai Sayyim. Because even B'zman, they have the Beis Hamikdash, for sure, when it becomes midday, it'll be mutter for them to eat, because by that time, the Kohanim for sure already brought the Omer. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, you know what we're talking about? We only need it for this case. The Ivni Balayla, if the Beis Hamikdash will be built the night, let's say, of Moitzoy Pesach, the night of the 15th going into the 16th day, Inam Yirel's Somach Lashkiyas Achama, on the first day Pesach itself, right near Shkiyah at the end of the day, that's when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Rashi explains that it takes a long time till you get the Yomer ready. You have to first cut the wheat, and you have to dry it out, and you have to grind it up, and you have to be menapa, you have to sieve it out 13 different times. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is first built on that night, or even right at the end of yesterday, so there's not enough time to bring the Yomer until maybe the end of the day. So you have to be afraid, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will first come here the night of the 16th, so they won't be able to bring the Yomer Mamash until the end of the day. So if you tell me now throughout the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day, or even until Chatzos, you have to be afraid this Gezerah, there may be one year when the Beis HaMikdash will come, it will come at that night time, or right at the end of the first day Pesach. So it'll take a long time until you can bring the Yomer the next day, that it won't be ready till the end of the day. Therefore, Mishum, this Gezerah, we say all along, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So Rashi brings down, even though the Gemara in Shavuah says that ain't binyan Beis HaMikdash v'layla, and who are then the binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos Yom Tov. So how can it say here that maybe it will be built, the third Beis HaMikdash, on Pesach itself? So Rashi brings down, that's only going on the first two Beis HaMikdashes, that we had to build it. It was built by the Bidei Yodim. Avo Mikdash Osid, Shonu Mitzapin, Bonoi Umesuchlal Hu, Yiglo V'yovim Yishamayim. It's already built, the third Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem will just bring it down Minashamayim. Shenemar Mikdash Hashem Kanilu Yodecho. So since the third Beis HaMikdash does not have to be built by the Yodim, but it's built by the Shemayim, it'll just come down, then there's no questions. It could even come down on Yom Tov itself, and even at night time also. So that's what we're afraid about. So far we're learning of Yechon Metzakeh, he says the Gzeira, that Midirais are true now, but after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat the Chodesh really at the beginning of the day. Because Heya Mizrach is Matir. It's only Gzeira we're afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and they won't have enough time to bring the Yom until the end of the day, and then you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So we make the Gzeira all the years, you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. Now the Gemara is a little bit different. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a little bit different. He says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi explained, even though Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud, it means to say oisa shita. Shai Rabbi Yehuda shehoyed mi Talmidei Talmidov Dorish Achrav Dorish Gam Hu B'yoma. The same way his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda darshan at his times. This is the Pshat Vila Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also. That what? The Yoma that Rabbi Yehuda says, Min HaTorah Hu Osur. That you should know the whole 16th day. Because man, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's also Tit Chodesh the whole day. It's only Mutter at the end of the day. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. You have to wait until the second day of Pesach, until the 16th day of Nisan. So we dashin Ad Yitzu Mishoyim. You have to wait till the day really comes. Ovaito Kisavri also holds Ad Ziyad Bichlau. Since the Torah says an extra word of Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, what does the word Ad until means? Including that day. In other words, you have to wait until that whole day went by. So you can't eat Chodesh that day until the whole day passed by. Trashi Kol Hayom Kori Etzem Hayom. Uksavri Ad Ziyad Bichlau. Vle Dorish Ad Vlo Yad Bichlau Atiru Behayim Mizruch. He doesn't dash in that way. Rather dash in Ad Ziyad Bichlau. So that's what Rav Nachman said, that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai also meant to say, Midiyaraisa, you're not allowed to eat this Chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara, Mi Sovalei Kavosi, is it true that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rav Yehuda both saying the same Shito? For Miflag Polak, we learn Olei. Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Braisa. The Tanan, or the Mishnah, the Tanan, we learn like this in the Gemara in the Mishnah in Menachos. Mi Shechorav Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takona. Sheyehayim Haneif Kulo Yosef. That this 16th day of Nisan, the day they're supposed to make the tenu for the picking up of the Yomer, the whole day is Yosef. It's also Tit Chodesh that whole day. Now, Omar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argued back on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'haloi min HaTorah Hu Yosef. You should know it's not only Yosef like you're saying after takona or Drabbonim Dekalocha. I hold it's also Midiraisi now let eat Chodesh that whole day. So you see if the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, until this 16th day. And we dash in Ad Itzumo Shoyim, until that whole day went by, like Ad Viad Bechlal. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda's argument on Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai. So here Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai is saying according to the Rabbanan. So how could Rabbi Nachman say that Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda both say the same shita? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda who the kotoi. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake in Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai. Who saw them with the Rabbanan kama? Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai meant to say it's only with the Rabbanan. And that's why he asked him that it's also with the Raisa. But really the Gemara says, Veloyi, it's not right. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Midiraisa kama. Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai, like Rabbi Nachman says, meant to say it's mamish midiraisa. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara v'ho hiskin kama. I, Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai, said a lashon of hiskin. His master made a takonim with the Rabbanan. And the Gemara, my hiskin, dorash for hiskin. It means the Rabbanan went to dash in the Torah. Doesn't say clearly the whole 16th day is osir. Torah just says, ad etzem ayem azeh. So he made this drasha, means hiskin, to dash in this way. Rashi says, Lefi shayiragilim lechol chodesh mechatzais. Since they were used to eating chodesh by chatzais hayayim, when they had the base of migdish, when they brought the korban aimer, is melol ad achshav hutzach vasakim. Therefore, they had to make a tekona now to say after the korban abayis, you should know that even though it's midiraisa, but it's possible to say lashon of hiskin. They made a tekona to teach us that we have to stop eating the chodesh now after chatzais hayayim. And we have to wait until the whole day went by. But in the Chanami, that's the right to take a look at, like Rav Nachman says, Pshat, in Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai. Mishnah Vaita. Yom Tif HaRishon Shochag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos, and the Loch is, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to use the Mitzvah Lulav on Shabbos. If the first day Sukkot, which is Midiraisa, comes out on Shabbos, there's the mitzvah to use the lulav, the dalad minim, on Shabbos also. You're not allowed to carry it outside, but I call upon him, there's the mitzvah to use the lulav on Shabbos also. It's only now, b'zman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the Rabbanan took away the whole mitzvah on Shabbos. But b'zman, we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was the mitzvah to shake lulav on Shabbos also, the first day Yom Tov that came out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, Shachal Yus B'Shabbos is Kala Om Moilichen Et Lulvehem LeBeis HaKnesses. Everybody used to bring the lulav to shul on Friday before Shabbos, because you can't carry on Shabbos. And Lamachras on Shabbos the next morning, Mashkimin Uvoyin Kolechod V'Echod. They used to come early to shul, and every single one was the Makir Esheloi. He would recognize which one belongs to him, V'Noitloi, and take his own to use his own lulav and Esrig. Why? Because the Chacham told us, as Midiraisa this is, but they explained it to us, that Ein Adam Yoitza Yedechavosa B'Yom Tov HaRishon B'Lulav HaShachaveroi. On the first day of Sukkot, as Midiraisa, you can't be Yoitza the Mitzvah with your friends Lulav Esri. You have to B'Davka use your own Lulav Esri. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, the Pesach says, L'Kachtam Lochem B'Yom HaRishon. You have to take your own, it has to belong to you. Ma'ashenken B'Shah Yemoy Sechag, the rest of the days of Sukkot, is Adam Yaitse Yedechavose B'Lulav HaShachaveroi. The rest of the days of Sukkot, that's only with the Rabbanan, then we don't need the Pshat from Lochem, then you could be Yaitse even if you borrow the Lulav from your friend. Rabbi Yaitse says, Yom Tev HaRishon Shochag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. So it's saying, now, even though there's a mitzvah to take the Lulav, but you're not allowed to carry the Lulav out on Shabbos. What's going to be V'Shochach V'Hoitse Yais HaLulav L'Rishus Rabbim? Somebody forgot that today was Shabbos, and he carried out his lulav into the Rishus Rabin. So even though on a regular Shabbos, if you do a melacha like this, b'shogeg, yichai b'chatis, you should know, here, potter, on this Shabbos, you potter from this maisa hoitzor, mifnei shoitzium b'rishus, because you took it out b'rishus. So Rashi learns b'rishus, what permission means, that you thought you're doing a mitzvah now, and you're torahed, you're worried about doing the mitzvah, so therefore you potter from the korban. You only chayiv the korban if you're not doing an oisek and worrying about doing a mitzvah. But in the case we do the avera and you're worried, you're thinking you're doing a mitzvah, that's called that you toyi b'dvah mitzvah, then you potter from kurs. Right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So Gemara says, first of all, minohani mili, how do we know this? That you have to be yetzer the lulav with your own lulav the first day. The Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. The pasuk says, ulakachtem shetei lekicha biyad kolecha biyechad. Like everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. One person can't be moitzi everybody else. Everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. And lochem, what does lochem mean? Mishel lochem, that it has to belong to you. Yes, so lochem and mishel lochem means Lohoitzi yes hasho v'yes hagozel. That you can't borrow the lulav from somebody else, or you can't steal it from somebody else. It has to be lechem, it has to belong to you. Mikan, from here, from this posik, Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim teach us, Terei nodem yoitze yedeichav oso b'yom tevarishoin shechag b'lulav eshechaveroi. On the first day of Sukkot, that's midiraisa, take the lulav outside the Beis HaMikdash. You can't be yoitze the mitzvah unless it belongs to you. Helim came nosen lo b'matono. Unless the other yoitzer is, if you want to borrow it from your friend, you have to make sure he gives it to you for a present. If he gives it to you for a present, like we'll soon see, even a matona, manas lahachzer, it's called a matona, and then you yoitze the mitzvah. Umayitze, there was a case for Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, for Rabbi Akiva. Show your boy in Basrina. There were once all four traveling on the ship. He was the only one that had the lulav, had the dalad minim. And shelok chubiel of zuz, he even went to spend $1,000 to buy it. Now, not lu Rabbi Gamliel v'yotzebo. The first thing, Rabbi Gamliel took the yesrugan lulav, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. Then, v'nos nu Rabbi Yeshua b'matona. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua for a present to be mekayim the mitzvah. Not lu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua took it, v'yotzebo, and he did the mitzvah with it. V'nos nu Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. He right away gave it over for matona Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. How could they do it? It still really belongs to Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it over for matona. And the Gemara at the end comes out, this was a matona amanat lahachzir. And Rabbi Gamliel gave it over to Rabbi Yeshua for a present only if he gives it back to him. So the bottom place talks out that about the Yol knew that Rabbi Gamliel meant this. Rabbi Gamliel meant that one should give it over to the other one, as long as he gets it back at the end. So each one gave it to the other one, but there was a matona present. So at the time when they had it, it's called theirs, they own it, because they have a Kenyan matona in it. Now, not Lord Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua took it. V'yotzeb of v'nosan Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. He gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria b'matana. For present, not Lord Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. He picked it up. V'yotzeb, and he was mekayim the mitzvah with it. V'nosan b'matana Rabbi Akiva. He now gave it over for a present to Rabbi Akiva. Not Lord Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva picked it up. V'yotzeb and did the mitzvah with it. V'yachziru l'Rabbi Gamliel. And he gave it back, the yesrig and lulav, back to Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara explains now, lo mali l'mei mehachziru. Why do we have to say he gave it back? Like the Chur, we're talking about some a regular present, even though I gave it to you to keep. So why do you have to say Amanas Lahachzer here? So Gemara says, the Mil Saga Bruch HaKamashlon, the Bryson wants to teach us another halacha here, that the halacha is Matona Amanas Lahachzer Shemo Matona. If I give you a present, and I make a condition only if you give it back to me later, so it's called a Matona, at the time when you have it, it's called yours. And later when you give it back to me, it becomes mine later. But at the time when you had it, it's called yours. Like Rabbi says, if somebody says, I'm giving you this esrog to be yetzer the mitzvah with, al manash on the condition that you give it back to me later. So notl, if you take it, v'yotzeb, when you did the mitzvah with it, herziroi yotz, if you give the esrog back later, so then you're mekayim that tonight you did the condition, then at the time when you had it, it was considered yours. So you're mekayim the mitzvah. What about loy herziru, if you don't return it to me later? The din is lo yotza, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. This is the case, the chiddush of matana manas lahachzir, that is called shemo matana. Now, midiraisa, it has to be yours the first day. The second day already doesn't have to be yours, because it's only midirabonin. However, we said that b'zman is there now, like in chutz loretz, that we keep 2 days yomtif, so our second day yomtif also has this chaymer, because it's a slake of the yomim, maybe really it's the first day, but the lulav and esrog also has to belong to you. Therefore, after you use the esrog and lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if your friend wants to take it from you, you have to give it to him for matana for present. But you can't just give it to him for present, because you want to be yotzer tomorrow. You want it to belong to you still, in order to mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow also. So you have to give it to him with the matana of a nas lahachzer. I'm letting you use my esrog and lulav to do the mitzvah, but as soon as you get finished, I want to get it back. I want it to belong to me again, so I can do the mitzvah tomorrow. Now, this is very good when we're talking about gedolim. If one god, one older person gives it to another older person, I could be machner it to you, I'll give it to you for present, and then when you get finished, you're machner, give it back to me. Mashenken, the question is about a katan. Amor, when you want to give your own small children to use the lulav and esrog, after you did the mitzvah, you let them shake the lulav and esrog on the first day Yom Tov. So now, the mitzvah's chinuch is, like a mitzvah deraisa, you have to make sure it belongs to them. If it doesn't belong to them, they're not makayim the mitzvah, that's not called mitzvah's chinuch even. Zuhur, you have to give it to your child with a matana that it belongs to him. Now, we hold midiraisa, das tacheres machne helps. when you machna yelulav yeser to your child, he's kinder, it belongs to him. But the question is later though, he doesn't have a power to give it back to you, because a cotton can't be machna back to you. So it's a question, how do you get the yeser back to belong to you? All right, turn over.